King Solomon.
At first, Solomon loved Yahweh. One night, when Solomon was very young, Yahweh appeared to him in a dream. God said to him, "Ask for anything you want. I will give it to you." Solomon answered, "Yes, O Yahweh my God, you have caused me to be king in my father David's place. I am only a young man. I do not have the experience necessary. I am here among your chosen people. They are a great people. There are too many of them to even count. So I ask that you give me wisdom. Then I can govern your people in the right way. Only then can I tell the difference between what is fair and what is unjust. Without wisdom, it would be impossible to govern this great people who belong to you." When Solomon asked Yahweh for wisdom, this pleased the Lord. So God said to Solomon, "You did not ask for a long life for yourself. You did not ask for riches for yourself. And you did not ask for the death of your enemies. Instead, you asked for insight to make the right decisions. Because you asked for wisdom, listen, I have given you what you asked for. Look, I have given you a wise and discerning mind. There has never been anybody like you in the past, and no one will ever be like you in the future. I have given you what you did not ask for. You will have riches and honor too. And during your lifetime, among the kings, there will be no king as rich and famous as you will become. If you follow me and obey my laws and my commands, as your father David did, then I will also give you a long life." Then Solomon woke up, and look, it was a dream. King Solomon became richer and smarter than any other king. He was famous. Kings and queens began to come from everywhere to hear King Solomon's wisdom and to see his splendor. Solomon became a great philosopher and an author of thousands of proverbs and songs. He also described everything about plant life, and he taught about animals, birds, reptiles, and fish. He studied them closely. Everyone wanted to learn wisdom from him. King David had already provided all the materials that his son Solomon would need to build God's temple: the huge blocks of stone, the expensive wood, the iron, the bronze, the silver, the gold, and the jewels. Everything was ready. So King Solomon gave the order to begin building. Solomon's workers did their very best to design it well. Finally, the temple was finished. It was so beautiful. Everything was ready for the dedication of God's temple. The holy chest of Yahweh, which contained God's laws, was moved from the meeting tent along with its sacred contents, which had been built hundreds of years before near Mount Sinai, and it was placed inside the inner sanctuary of the new temple of God, the most holy place. Then King Solomon spoke to God. "O God, can you really live here on the earth? No. Look, even the sky and the highest place in heaven cannot contain you. This temple which I have built certainly cannot contain you either. Nevertheless, O Yahweh, please watch over this temple night and day. My God, heed my prayers and the prayers of your people Israel. Please hear us when we pray toward this place. Hear us from your home in heaven. And when you hear us, please forgive us." Then Solomon turned to the people and said, "Let your hearts be complete with Yahweh our God. Live by his rules. Always obey his commands as you do today." Solomon slaughtered 22,000 cattle and 120,000 sheep as peace offering sacrifices. In this way, the king and all the Israelites were dedicating the temple of Yahweh. The king and the people celebrated for a total of 14 days. But King Solomon loved women. Later in his life, he married many foreign women, hundreds of them. He married them even though Yahweh had commanded the Israelites not to intermarry with non-Jewish people, because they would cause the people of Israel to give their loyalty to other gods. These foreign women eventually caused Solomon to turn away from the one true God. By the time Solomon was old, these women led him into the worship of many foreign gods. He was not faithful to Yahweh his God, as his father David had been. Solomon even built several temples where all his foreign wives could worship their own gods. Yahweh, the God of Israel, appeared twice before to Solomon to command him not to worship foreign gods, false gods. But Solomon did not obey what Yahweh commanded. His heart had turned away from Yahweh. Yahweh was angry with Solomon and said to him, "You have chosen to break your covenant with me. You have not obeyed my commands. Therefore, I hereby vow that I will certainly tear your kingdom away from you, and I will give it to one of your own officers,
Jeroboam.
I will not take it away while you are still alive. Why? Because of my love for your father David. I will tear it away from your son, Rehoboam, when he becomes king. But I will not tear away the entire kingdom from him. I will leave him one tribe to rule. I will do this for the sake of David, my servant, and because of Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen." Solomon ruled in Jerusalem over all of Israel for 40 years, and it was a time of peace. At the end of King Solomon's life, he realized that he was wrong. He wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. This is a quotation from him found at the end of that book. "Remember your Creator while you are still young. Now the conclusion of the whole thing has been heard. Here is my final advice. Revere the true God and obey His commands. Why? Because this is the most important thing that anybody can do. God knows every single thing that people do, even the things done in secret. God knows all the good and all the bad. The one true God will judge everything you do." But the damage had been done. The people had learned to worship many false gods. King Solomon had set the wrong example for them. They forgot the true God again. They were always worshiping idols, statues made of stone and wood. Yahweh God was very unhappy about this.